As they entered the office, a distinguished-looking, tawny-haired man about her age sat behind the desk. He stood and quickly put on his jacket, buttoning the middle button before extending a hand in greeting. He stopped short when their eyes met. The moment of recognition was mutual. They stood, facing each other, wearing twin looks of disbelief. Two old friends from Philadelphia meeting in a dusty, cluttered office 1,000 or more miles from home. What were the odds?
Well, I'll be. Maddie Collier. Is it really you?
Maddie extended her hand and gave Peters a hearty shake. No one told me you were here. How long have you been in Denver City?
I've only just arrived yesterday. The ink isn't dry on the bill of sale yet.
He chuckled as he grinned. Maddie smiled as she took in her old friend. You might have given me notice you were arriving. Where are you staying?
Forgive me for my lack of correspondence. My life took a sudden turn when Annabelle died during childbirth last year. This business opportunity seemed like the perfect place to start a new chapter in my life.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Mother is not the best at keeping me informed about happenings at home. I must chide her when next we write.
They lingered a moment longer than was proper, each of them seemingly enjoying the touch of each other's hands and the warm feeling of comfort that emanated from their contact.
Breaking the spell, Peter said,
Come, let us sit over here.
He gestured toward a settee.
I must confess, I have been lax about my social duties while in mourning. How is Jasper?
Maddie stiffened at the mention of her late husband's name. Jasper passed nearly 2 years ago. As you may recall, we moved here hoping the dry air would help his lungs. It was no use. He succumbed to the horrible disease.
Silence filled the space between them. I am so sorry for your loss, Maddie. How have you managed without him?
She shook off the edge of depression creeping in. I keep busy with charity work. I also teach deportment and etiquette at the Denver Home for Orphans and Crippled Children.
Both noble causes, to be sure. Remind me how I may help.
Each year, we hold a charity ball near the holidays to raise money in support of the orphans. This year, we have an additional project, which is to build a fine opera house in Central City, a mountain town not far from here. We plan to sell tickets to the ball. It is to be held at a new hotel, the Blystone, here in the city.
My, my, and how many people are working on these good causes?
We have 15 active members on the committee. Others provide limited services to the community, gathering information on families in need of food, clothing, and medical care. The demand is always present.
Maddie cleared her throat and continued.
That is what brings me here today, to place an advertisement in your paper announcing the sale of tickets. A half page, at no cost to us, will suit nicely.
Peter appeared thoughtful as he rose and retrieved a notepad and pencil from his desk. He made a few marks on the paper and held it out for Maddie's approval. Will something like this do?
However did you accomplish this sketch so quickly?
A large bow at the top of the paper with trailing ribbons to each side of the page framed an announcement. He'd drawn blank lines to represent the ad's details. It's the first thing that came to mind. I can change it if you don't care for the layout.
You have a good eye for design. It will do nicely.
From her reticule, she retrieved the event details. I believe you will need this. She beamed at Peter. They chatted for several more minutes, and Maddie stood to leave. Peter extended a hand to her. A warm tingle quickly made its way up her arm, raising goose flesh in its path. What was this feeling? All too recently forgotten and now sweetly remembered. Reluctantly releasing his hand, she withdrew a calling card and handed it over. I shall expect you for dinner at my home, she smiled. This Friday evening at 7 p.m. To which he replied, It will be my pleasure.